Welcome to Humble Bold, a podcast about balancing humility and boldness. How a love for Jesus and His Word and His Church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. I'm your host, Mike Shera, and thanks for joining me today as we explore issues and ideas and how believers can navigate them in humble, bold ways. Our topic for today is how to be humble and bold when you pray. How to be humble and bold when you're coming before God and pouring your heart out to Him dependently in prayer. And this might seem obvious, but I think it is worth mentioning that we need to discuss prayer more so that we would actually pray more. And let's just dive in how to be humble and bold when you pray. Number one, let's talk about how to be humble. Now, 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you." What a picture of humble prayer. Just pouring your heart out to God, casting your anxieties upon Him, your cares, your worries, your fears, the issues of life. And also, notice that it says to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, knowing that God is almighty. So it seems obvious, but what that takes to come to God this way, and even as Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourselves to prayer or be devoted to prayer, to do this in a humble way, you need to be God aware. You need to know that God is mighty. You need to know that He is in charge of all things. You need to know that He is God and you are not. And you need to be self-aware. You need to realize that you need Him, that you are not declaring your self-sufficiency, but you're saying, "Lord, you're my adequacy, you're my sufficiency. Apart from you, I can do nothing." So to humbly pray is to, and again, I guess quite obviously, be God aware, He is great, He is good, He is God, and then self-aware. "Lord, I am yours. You created me. I need you. Now let's go. I'm gonna praise you. I'm gonna confess my sins. I'm going to thank you. I'm going to cast my cares upon you. I'm going to present my requests." And then we turn to being bold. And this might be startling for some, like, wait, I can pray boldly? Yes, you can come boldly to God. In Hebrews 4:16, because we have a high priest who sympathizes with our weakness and the sinless sovereign Savior knows us. It says in Hebrews 4:16, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And so here we have it. We can come boldly to the throne of grace, come and draw near with confidence because of who God is, that we have access to God through Jesus Christ. This is for believers only. An unbeliever cannot come to God like this. And we receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. There's a quote from Thomas Watson that I keep in my Bible. And it goes like this: "Christ went more willingly to the cross than we do to the throne of grace." And isn't it true that sometimes we are reticent to come boldly to the throne of grace? Sometimes because of shame over our sin. Sometimes because of disinterest, sometimes because we think it isn't going to work, sometimes because we lack faith. And God wants us to humbly and boldly come to Him in prayer. We hear His voice in the Scriptures. We listen to the Word of God. We hear from God in the Scriptures, and then we speak to Him in prayer. We declare our dependence to Him in prayer. And so God wants us to do that humbly and boldly. Well, thanks for joining me today for Humble Bold, and I hope this has helped you be a more humble, bold follower of Jesus Christ.